Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about how you can use calculators as effective learning tools. And this comes from an article on teaching children mathematics. And the video is going to be a little bit short this time because there's a lot of information about some specific activities that the authors recommend that's available in the full article write-up. And so I'm going to really recommend that this week you download that. It's going to be an easier way to kind of get the information and then necessarily in the video. What I'm going to do, though, is go quickly over the three specific activities that the authors talk about. And the reason that we're talking about this is the authors say that often in classrooms, calculators are used very kind of for rote tasks. They're used to check work, they're used for very drill-based practice, they're not used for particularly robust learning activities, but it's actually, there's a significant opportunity to use them to enhance learning, and there's actually a fair body of research that shows that calculators, when used in creative ways, can significantly impact students' math achievement in a positive way. And so they give three examples of ways you can use calculators to do more substantive work, to build it into really building key math skills rather than just having it be drill or checking, checking students' work. So the first of these is a game. They're all games. First one's called Wipeout. And this is a way you could use calculators to teach number sense. And the basic idea is that students are working in pairs and that one student inputs a number with different digits, say 49, 32, hands it to the other student and says, wipe out one of the digits. In this case, let's say wipe out the 9. And the other student has to figure out what you would subtract to get rid of that, to zero it out. And so, of course, in this case, it's 900, which is obvious to us, but for a student, especially a younger student, they have to think about, is it 90, is it 900, is it 9,000, what place value is the 9 in, how do I get rid of it? It's really a way they actually have to think about it. And there are plenty of extensions for all of these. In this case, you could use decimals with older students. You could have them try to put the numbers not to zero, but to a different digit, turn the 9 into a 4, for example. Lots of things you can do to extend it for students who are a little bit more advanced in terms of their age. But that's just one example for number sense. There's a game called Groups, which is really about multiplication and division understanding. And in this case, what you do, there's sort of a series of steps, but the calculator is used to do repeated addition or repeated subtraction. So you're helping students see that, you know, if you 4 times 7 is 28, well, how many 7s is that actually, you know, so they can go 7 times plus 7 plus 7 plus 7, making the equal sign on their calculator. It's a quick and easy way for them to do that. Again, building the calculator as part of the learning of the concept, not just checking their work. And the third example is called the range game, and this is about estimation. And this is when the teacher gives a starting number, one of the operations, and a range that students should try to land at. And students in pairs have to try to figure out, well, what do I need to actually do to this starting number to get there? And then they can immediately check their work, or in this case, check their answer, but using a calculator. So for example, you might say 250, and the operation is, that's the starting number, the operation is division, and the range is 40 to 45. And students have to get together and they have to try to figure out what should we divide 250 by to get in the 40 to 45 range, and then they can try it out. And the great thing about using the calculator there is they'll instantly be able to see, oh, nope, too low, too high, talk about why, try to adjust course. So again, these are three quick kind of games. There's a lot more detail about them in the full article write-up, so I would really recommend that this week you download that. But overall, the big point here is that if we use the calculator in the classroom as a part of learning new math concepts, part of really deep math learning, students will achieve higher than if we simply use a calculator for checking work and things like that. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching.